Good evening and greetings to the American Fork High School Marching Band. We are together here in St. George on the campus of Dixie State University, October 28th, Friday, for the championship final of the 2016 UMEA Red Rocks Invitational. This is Joe Allison from the School of Music at Eastern Kentucky University and Marching Roundtable. I'm so excited to get to witness your program in the context of Effect Music. You are ensemble number 48 of the day, and I'm totally looking forward to it. So I hope it's great. Look forward to reacting in kind. Totally glad you're here. Good luck. Okay, so you've started the pre-show sequence, and I'm hanging out. I want you to know, in your honor, I wore the white hat tonight. So I'm among you. This is so ingenious, introducing your thematic material like this. And boy, the front ensemble just plays so fluently. A variety of devices and techniques, and always musical. Wow. So you're about to be official. So well timed. It's just really well detailed sonically with that intensity of brass playing in those proximate positions. Yay, horns. What a mature approach to sonic control and intensity. Beautiful depth in the woodwind sound. Gorgeous mix of disparate voices here. Wow. Just the context of sounds is so well defined. I think my love for this battery is legendary already. Wow. Jeez. And compositionally, you can sustain that level of communication intensity for that long. It's pretty amazing. Love the way you integrate the tubas visually through and then in the scoring concept here. It's so organic conceptually. God, the purity of the trumpets is excellent. Oh, and again, the definition of the intervallic. Oh, jeez. And you prolate all this through time horizontally with a sense of overall concept architecturally. Just check out the guard and the hats. Yes. And again, you just so strongly detail and conceptualize all this figuration constantly in evolution. Oh, yeah! I'm digging. I'm just listening. Love that you play with the reserve here, sort of toy with us, then build intensity. Then again, the sense of musical detailing is omnipresent. And the voices are always in the right place. Yay, Mellows. This is so segmented through time and so diverse in evolution, and yet it seems totally contextual. Wow. Ha! You just project the visceral energy of all this so well. I mean, it's pretty outside material for most of the listeners, but they don't care. They understand because you deliver it in focus. Gorgeous reverb in the flugel. Thank you for directing my focus to the second soloist. Oh, I love the stretch. How romantic. Good for you. Oh, and the spinning prop thing. That's... I don't remember that. That's gorgeous. It's a long day. This is a long day, but I'm having a great time. The haunting sound of the flautist in context. Telling me where to look. Thank you. I need all the help I can get, right? And you toy with woodwind presence outstage like that, yet the character and the depth of that all speaks contextually. Wow. And the harmonic purity as this evolves is just so fluid, as is the visual design. Delicious harmonic movement in the brasses. The battery is a little cloudy here, particularly tenor upper bass. And again, that's asking for a ton, but that's what you ask. And almost always get. Love the haunting presence, the almost echo-like effect from the concluding solo. Yes, pushed up slightly sharp, but thanks for dealing with it. God, stop! That is absolutely stupid. And it's like you feel all the presence of all that, even though they're in the next county. Yeah, pitch is getting separated a little bit here, but the level of intensity is just palpable. Oh, and then check out the visual of that figuration and the battery at the conclusion. I can't stop watching them. It's maybe a little overly articulate in the tenor thing. Yeah, it really is bright. Could you kind of like darken, put some pantyhose over the mallet heads or something? It just needs to take a little of that contact sound off. Then I think you're in good shape. You don't want it to be rounded and fluffy, that's for sure. And again, the context of the woodwind scoring just consistently evolves contextually. Wow, my God. Did you move some air over there in that low-pressure triangle or what? It's nobody. Look at the splits. God! That's nuts. That's nuts.
Once we accept our limits, we go beyond.
Yeah, you do. Got this a new little device here, do we? Wow. That you have this energy to sustain this in this context. Yep. There's a deserved standing ovation if there ever was one. You have an uncanny ability to create so much energy, but you almost never distort the sonic qualities. It's just such a physical program in the way that it's presented and the way it's designed. You know, the good news is I'm sitting here thinking I get to see you a couple of more times tomorrow probably. So, yeehaw for me. I'm impressed. I usually am.